It's John and Ray. We've been talking all morning about Aaron Hernandez. Of course, Aaron Hernandez, football fame, with Florida. He was he was chosen by Urban Meyer to play there. He had some problems. A lot of teams didn't want him. And you know the story of Aaron with the, been acquitted on some murder charges, but still serving life in prison for a charge of the shooting of Odin Lloyd. Took his life last night in his prison cell. We go to CNN's Gene Caceres. Gene, am I saying your last name right?
Thank you for asking, Caceres.
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 Good morning, Gene. What do we know about this? What happened last night between 3 and 4 in that jail cell?
Well, I think everybody was shocked to wake up to this news this morning, but it was 3:05 this morning at the Correctional Center in Shirley, Massachusetts, that Aaron Hernandez was found, we know now, dead. He hanged himself with a bed sheet attached to his cell window, and he was by himself in a cell. He was in general population, but it was a single cell. They immediately began life-saving techniques on him as they were calling medical authorities. He was transported to the University of Massachusetts, and he was pronounced dead at 4:07 this morning. What makes this unique is that he had apparently stacked things against his cell door so someone couldn't get into his cell. So that's an interesting state of mind that he had at that point, obviously killing himself in the cell, not wanting someone to come in. But the Massachusetts State Police are on the scene. They are continuing to investigate. But it was just on Friday that he had really a tremendous victory. He was acquitted in a double murder in Massachusetts, but still now serving life in prison day for day in the murder of Odin Lloyd from 2015 conviction.
I guess there's so many questions that have to be brought up about this whole thing. I mean, from the start to the finish, it's just a sad story. You don't want to feel bad for a guy who killed somebody, but then you look at the past. And you look at, I know that he lost his father at a young age, and I know that he was troubled in high school. By all accounts, he had a troubled college career. And it just seemed like if somebody would have stood up and not rewarded bad behavior, that this could have changed somewhere down the line. It's just so tragic to me.
It is tragic, and I think a lot of people are going to agree exactly with what you're saying. He was born in Connecticut. His father was a school custodian. His mother was a school secretary. He was raised in what everyone believes was a very good environment. He says his life started to spiral when his father died at that very young age. Now, many, many people have their fathers die at a young age, but that's how he says it impacted him, and he left Connecticut, went to Florida, University of Florida, became a football star on the college scene, playing with Tim Tebow, actually getting a national award for the tight end from the University of Florida that they had never gotten before that institution. He dropped out of his senior year at University of Florida. He was drafted by the Patriots. And then after that, they renegotiated the contract in 2010 to be $40 million in total. And a year after that, 2013 actually, is when he murdered Odin Lloyd. So it's very tragic in many respects. Someone who had it all, someone who was achieving it all, but someone who, for whatever reason, led the wrong way and pathway in life.
We never know what somebody goes through. They seem to have it all, and sometimes it's not the case. Gene, thank you very much. We'll watch you on CNN. We appreciate you joining us this morning.